Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to this Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a very special shout goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all of those keeping, helping up with the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That includes the over-the-road truck drivers as well as the bulk mail center haulers, Felix and the gang out there hauling the mail from bulk mail center to post offices and back and forth and back and forth. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning again to you.
Good morning.
Trusty dusty day in the neighborhood. And I'll tell you what, yesterday we had Air Force General Todd Walters in D.C. testifying before the House Armed Services Committee, and he made the admission in response to questions from Republican Wisconsin Congressman Mike Gallagher that while he did not reference Biden by name, Gallagher questioned Walters about the effectiveness of the U.S. to deter Russia's invasion by non-military means in the months leading up to the invasion. And Walters frankly said that President Biden's strategy to deter Russia did not work at all.
Congressman Mike Gallagher was mostly referring to the sanctions. But prior to that, because they kept saying the sanctions would be a deterrent, but all the actions, which were really no actions, that Biden took, knowing full well that Russia was going to, in fact, invade Ukraine, Biden did nothing. So Walters is, in fact, the Allied commander for NATO.
Yes.
So having that admission was significant. And it is also significant because of the other members of NATO who look to the United States also to lead. Essentially, are hearing that the United States is not leading. So,
right.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, it is quite fascinating because Ukraine has been sounding the alarm for a long time that Russia was going to invade. Ukraine keeps a military attaché office at our Pentagon. And they all knew and was preparing so much for this invasion that the city of Lviv, which was pretty much where all the reporters are now, if they're not in Kyiv directly, if Kyiv had been attacked or been hit in an invasion, last year they actually went through a quite a long drill for Lviv to be the supplement or alternate capital of the country.
Yeah.
Think about that. Yeah. They knew and they were preparing for this invasion the best they could, and the Biden administration and NATO did nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, again, it's, and I heard General Jack Keane yesterday on Fox. He came out and he said something that was very interesting in that it's almost like Biden doesn't want Ukraine to succeed and he wants Russia to yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, he's serious. He's absolutely serious. If nobody is having the discussion, they're just talking about, you know, a suspension of the invasion or a ceasefire. They're not talking about any kind of war plan or achievement for Ukraine to actually win.
Mm-hmm.
And Biden was, when he was in Poland last week, actually made the announcement that the weapons that the United States was sending to Ukraine are en route as he speaks, which is false.
Yeah, it wasn't true.
They're not there.
No.
We keep talking about the switchblades, which are these, they're about $6,000, drones. They're kind of like, shoot and forget kind of drones. Very lethal, new technology. They're not there yet.
Nope. A lot of stuff isn't there yet. A lot of stuff. So I'm not surprised. I'm not shocked. But then again, Biden, whatever he says, you just can't take him, can't believe him anymore because it's been proven that most of what he's saying isn't true.
Precisely not true.
So what do we do now, Coach?
Well, it's a bad situation here. And if you notice that Zelensky is actually getting more aggressive as best he can.
Yep.
But he's also looking at alternatives in any kind of negotiations with Russia.
Yep. All right. Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We're coming back with more with Denise Simon, ladies and gentlemen, right after this break. Don't go anywhere. And caller, you're welcome to call back right after the break. I shall return with Denise Simon. Don't go anywhere.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. And this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, is brought to you by Geico, Geico Insurance. Now, Geico has been saving people money for 85 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, and yours truly included. Now, your local Geico office or the Geico website, geico.com, can help you find coverage for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. How about the motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV that you might have? Yep, they can do that too. But where you really save the money is when you bundle your homeowner's policy, your renter's insurance, or your condo insurance along with your automobile insurance, and that will save you a bundle of money. That's why they call it the bundle. So check them out, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com, and see what they have to offer. I mean, after all you got to save is money. Okay, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have a couple of callers. One of them was hanging there before the break, and he called back, so we'll go to him first. All right, Mel, Saratoga Springs, what's up?
Yes, good morning, Denise. Good morning, Captain.
Hey.
My question for Denise is Vladimir Putin's issue with the Azov Battalion, and if they are what they seem to be, American troops, especially black American troops, why would they have to commit their lives to fight alongside of an entity such as they are? And then probably after the war is over with, they would probably turn their weapons against those black Americans that happen to be. But anyway, yeah, that's a question I'd like an answer to, if you please.
All right, thank you. Okay, go ahead, Denise.
I think I'm hearing that he's saying that the black American soldiers would fight alongside the Ukrainian troops, and when the war is over, the Ukrainian troops would turn their weapons on the black soldiers. I think that's what I heard him say.
Yeah, something like that. Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't think that would happen by a long stretch, because we actually have some veteran black soldiers, not many, because there's not many veterans, former, that are in Ukraine right now.
Yep.
There also is quite the number of active veterans and former active soldiers and former veterans that are in Poland training Ukrainians, not only citizens, but their soldiers. They're training them on several things. They're training them on first aid, kind of like medic status, medic skills. They're training them on javelins. They're training them on night vision. And the one big thing that's really quite fascinating that I've been watching pretty carefully through a couple of channels on Telegram, and that is when the Ukrainians actually hit a tank, or they down a helicopter or some vehicles in their convoy, we are teaching them to go through those destroyed Russian assets to get whatever we can from them, what the weapons are, passports, manuals, you know, all those kinds of things. And I'm watching a lot of that. It's really quite fascinating, because the radio gear, interestingly enough, that the Russian forces have in Ukraine, the radio gear looks like it's Korea or World War II era stuff.
Yeah.
It's not even like contemporary looking stuff. I sent it off to a couple of people that I know that that are smarter than I.
No.
And this stuff is like, it's before DOS.
Well, what I can tell with the antennas is it's low band FM communication, which is straight line communication, which means if you get a building in between you and whoever you're trying to talk to, they're not going to hear you.
But from Mel's question, I wouldn't fret at all. We're not sending anybody formally active soldiers to fight along the Ukrainians.
I mean,
NATO's not going to do that. Now, it may happen if Russia decides they're going to invade a NATO country.
Like Poland.
That'll be a very different condition. But right now, they don't have the guts to do it.
Did you hear the Polish, I think he was...
I did.
Yeah, he was...
He's a Polish ambassador to the United States.
Right.
He's furious, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right, let's go to Bagham and Bob. Bagham and Bob, what's your question?
Yes, sir, Captain. Now that they've recommended a fourth shot for people over 50 years old, which is the better one to take, the Moderna or the Pfizer? And the second thing I wanted to know is, with the effectiveness of these anti-tank weapons, the Javelin and, I guess, a couple other ones, isn't the tank in the modern battlefield becoming closer to more obsolete, or at least less relevant? All right, that's it, Captain.
All right, well, with the development of the weapons they have to take out the tanks, there's some significant talk about the tanks being taken out the battlefield. You are right about that one, and doing everything from the skies, the friendly skies above. But you want to challenge? Do you want to take that one, or you want to take the other one?
On the first one, I wouldn't even dare to begin to, one, choose, or two, recommend any of these boosters. These boosters, as I see it so far, however, are really only for those that have severe comorbidities.
That's my understanding.
And Biden got his booster yesterday, which tells me the reason that he keeps wearing these masks and whatnot is he has a comorbidity that the White House is not admitting to. as far as the weapons go, we have some very advanced technology.
Mm-hmm.
Those are, you know, similar to the Switchblade that we're not even considering or approving to give to Ukraine. But some of the Russia's gear we don't really have to necessarily take out because it is in such bad shape, such bad repair, and it's they break down on their own. But yeah, I mean there is quite the graveyard already, and with the on battlefield advice that Ukrainian troops have already gotten and they continue to get with active personnel from foreign countries, including British SAS and U.S. forces, because they are there,
right.
I would say, on the veteran status as a volunteer.
Right.
They're getting some pretty good tactical advice on the battlefield.
Yes, indeedy. Okay, we'll try to make this quick because we're running out of time. Okay, Mel, you got about 30 seconds. What is it?
No, let me clarify my question. Azov, A-Z-O-V battalion, what Vladimir Putin claims to be the Nazi arm of the Ukrainian military. And that's what he was, one of his points was to go and denazify that faction of the, because they're supposedly now, what I understand, are killing Russian citizens. Or Russian-speaking citizens in Ukraine. But that's what I was asking in regard
okay.
to. If they're a white supremacist.
All right, well, let's, faction, all right, well, thank you, and we'll try to answer that. Thank you. Okay, now I get what he's talking about.
I'm sorry. I couldn't hear. It was kind of cutting out. So
well, he's talking about the Azov guys that are there. They're the ones that were the neo-Nazis.
It's called the Azov Special Operations Detachment.
Mm-hmm.
It actually was formed in 2014, and they're called really neo-Nazi and not, you know, they're not after just blacks or minorities by a long stretch. So we don't know what, and it's a volunteer. We don't know how big they are. We don't know how this is, how it and why their real mission is. But, I'd be careful on some of the information that's out there about them.
To be continued. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Have yourself a great day. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with our Military and Veterans News segment.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Biden administration declassified an intelligence assessment finding Vladimir Putin had been misinformed about his military's performance in Ukraine and the severe consequences of sanctions.
Because his senior advisors are too afraid to tell him the truth.
White House Communications Director Kate Bedingfield says the decision to declassify the intelligence is part of an effort to make clear the Russian invasion of Ukraine was a strategic blunder.
They are now publicly trying to redefine the goals of their invasion to be different than they were at the outset.
There's dangerous weather in a large part of the country with tornadoes in Arkansas. Forecasters say there's more bad weather ahead for the Gulf area. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards.
The winds are the main threat, but not the only threat. There's a threat of hail and also potential for isolated flooding.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's
800-932-5140. Thank you, all the United States veterans. May God bless
you. Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy. It is time for the military and veterans news segment. Brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, with their two campuses to train you to become an aviation maintenance tech and get your feet on the ground in a solid, solid career. I'll tell you more about them after they tell you about themselves coming up right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses from where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician, which is a high-paying, in-demand job. And once you get certified with your FAA licenses and your training, you'll be in demand to go anywhere in the world. You'll have your own ticket to ride. Think about that for a minute. Now,
They have two campuses. One's in Clearwater, Florida. I am in Tampa. They're across the bay in Clearwater. The other one is in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside the city of Boston. Now, in either case, you can call them up at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take a tour of one of those two campuses. Now, in doing so, you'll have access to the students that are there, be able to ask them questions. You'll have access to members of the faculty, ask them questions. And, of course, you'll also be able to talk to the people that handle the student loans. Now, if you're a veteran, they can walk you through the GI Bill, and they'll help you see what you're qualified for. If you haven't used your educational benefits before, obviously your training will be taken care of 100%. But if you've gone to a school somewhere or you've been out of the military and used it for some sort of training somewhere else, you may only have part of it left. But at any rate, you'll find out exactly what you do have left, what it'll cover. And then if you need, for some reason, to have a little bit of extra money added to the account, they can do that through a standard student loan. But at any rate, NAA.edu, the website is where it all starts, NAA.edu, 800-659-2080, that's 800-659-2080 is the number to call and ask to take the tour. Now, first, in the headlines, we hear about Russia, but Russia is actually the Pentagon's number two challenge. Because Russia's invasion of Ukraine, it may be dominating the news, but the Biden administration's new defensive strategy makes clear that China is still the Pentagon's top focus. Well, be careful what you wish for there, Mr. President. You might get it. So that's something that I find rather interesting in the times in which we live with right now. By the way, 400 more United States Marines are deploying to Eastern Europe as part of the U.S. response to the Ukraine and Russia and all of that. Now, the Navy wants to increase flying hours and spend an additional $1.4 billion on air operations in the next year, according to the fiscal 2023 budget request. We'll see where that goes. And again, a budget request is just that, a budget request. Doesn't mean you're going to get the money. It's what you're asking for. And there's always a bunch of cuts, so we'll see what's going to happen. Now, you might remember the eight Green Berets who were quietly disciplined after the Afghan prisoners' beating deaths back in 2021. Now, these eight Green Berets received letters of reprimand after a criminal probe into the death of an Afghan prisoner was closed in 2021. A translator had accused the Green Berets of brutally beating the prisoner before the interrogation on October the 22nd, 2018. Hours later, the prisoner was dead from blunt force trauma. That doesn't happen all the time, but that was the end result there. Tinker Air Force Base, been in it and been by it a number of times in Oklahoma and Oklahoma City, could soon bid farewell to its E-3 Century Airborne Target tracking jets that have been a fixture there for some 45 years. Well, they're going to be retired, so that'll take care of that. They've outlived their usefulness, I guess. Now, we were all a little bit skeptical about Russia announcing that they were pulling back from Kyiv. And lo and behold, yesterday, after things were quiet to begin with, the shelling started again, as people started milling around in the streets. Kind of a dirty trick, if you ask me, but it was obvious that it was intentional. Now, we've also found out that Russia has fired multiple hypersonic missiles into Ukraine. This was confirmed by United States General Todd Walters yesterday, testifying before the Congress, Congressional Committee, House Arms and Services Committee. Now, the stunt, likely meant to intimidate Ukraine and its allies, has not had the effect Moscow intended, because these people in Ukraine are more resolved than ever to defeat the Russians and push them the hell out of the country. And guess what? I think they can do it if they get the right equipment. If they get the equipment that they're asking for, I believe they can do it. Take a look at the roads. Take a look at the tanks that they're destroying, that the Ukraine military and civilians are destroying. Take a look at the tanks and the armored personnel carriers and the trucks. They're literally scattered everywhere for miles on some of those roads. So it can be done. Don't say it can't. It can be. And if they get the planes to go with it, holy smokes. Now, British military intelligence has said Russian units are, in fact, suffering heavy losses, and some of them have had to return to Belarus and even Russia to reorganize and resupply. They were out of beans. They were out of bullets. And I told you that a long time ago, early in the hunt, that was indeed the case. So there you have it. Now, does that mean that everything is going to be a bed of roses? No. No. But hopefully we can get this taken care of. Okay, I think this is James that sent me this. Ceasefire in Ukraine. This is Ukraine's Battle of the Bulge. There is no ceasefire in Ukraine, by the way. The Battle of the Bulge was fought and won because the Allies had to prevent Hitler's forces from getting to fuel depots at the port of Antwerp. Yeah, that's true. They knocked out their tank columns. They ran out of gas before they got there, by the way. Russia and Ukraine has to regroup because they are running out of fuel. Well, that's all true. It's more than fuel, though, James. More than fuel. It's beans, it's bullets, and they were sent into battle in winter in summer and fall uniforms. They did not have the right clothing to go into battle with. And unfortunately for them, that has not helped them at all. And I want to say hello to Karen, who just had eye surgery recently. I hope you feel better. And LJ, I hope you're not shoveling too much snow up there. We're sweeping sand down here, by the way. Baseball's getting ready to start next week. So there you go. Now, I hear the music coming up. That means coming up behind the music is going to be Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't forget, National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu, 800-659-2080. Give them a call. Ask to take the tour. Find out what I know. You want a job? You want a career? That's the place. That's the place. Okay, we're coming back with more. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away. By the way, this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you proudly by Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. The powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has had a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and a 345-horsepower engine put under the hood. And boy, I'm telling you what, if you want to talk about things that feel fantastic, how about this one? They've got some of the best leasing programs in the industry, and they offer home and office pickup and delivery if your vehicle needs to be repaired or whatever. Now, your Moss Acura also comes with Moss Care, with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle, and they honor those who have served our country with a You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. Now, they're located on North Florida Avenue, right next door to Moss Nissan. Find them online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, right next door to Moss Nissan on Florida Avenue. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Now, they're 30 minutes north of St. Pete, 20 minutes north of downtown Tampa. Check them out. You'll be glad you did. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. And hello, Mr. Watchdog.
How you doing?
Well, better than the Democrats. Listen to this one. A poll came out yesterday, and it was a Morning Consult political survey, which is not by any stretch of the imagination conservative. And just one in three Americans trust the congressional Democrats on inflation. Now, shifting Democrat responses to inflation have not improved their standing on the issue with the public. Democrats first denied that inflation was a serious problem, predicting it would soon fade and castigate those who raised it as a following Republican talking point. Well, no, it wouldn't. Now, at times they said inflation would have a silver lining of higher wages and was only a concern to those elites. More recently, the Biden administration has taken to claiming that high prices are the result of Putin's price hikes. Wow.
I think you'll get, you know, the cast over at CNN and MSNBC buying into that. But I think most Americans have kind of, for the most part, if they, you know, have a couple brain cells to rub together, kind of recognize what's going on. We've been alerting people to the threat of inflation for a very long period of time, and it did exactly what we said it was going to do. Went parabolic. We're getting some price shocks in regards to what's happening in Russia and the Ukraine, but this existed prior to February of this year. It was getting bad, and you're right. You know, they were telling us it was transitory. It's going to go away. It's no big deal. Now they're behind. People. And the funny thing is that all of these people that have been telling us this, they're still running the show. They're still in charge. They're still in charge of the Fed. That, you know, they have one job. Yeah, one job and one job only. And that's to keep inflation in check. And they're never able to do that.
Yeah. Now, there's something, a report that's coming out here that the Democrats are bringing the oil company executives to Congress to shout them out and shame them out, rather, about causing all the high prices at the pump. But there's a report that was surfaced yesterday called Banking on Climate Chaos, Fossil Fuel Finance Report of 2022. Have you seen or heard about that? Because if not, I got it.
Is this something to do with almost like a reverse redlining in regards to banks and forcing them to spend money a certain way? I'm not really familiar with
it. Well, yes, it is. And let me read this exactly, because this is mind boggling. The report actually contains the news that the four largest U.S. banks have shrunk their financing to fossil fuel companies by nearly 15% between 2019 and 2021. This, however, according to the progressive left, is treated as a sign of progress, but not a sign of doing what could be done. They think they could do more because the banks are dragging their heels and getting out of the fossil fuel business. In other words, the progressives want the financing for these projects, the oil wells and whatever else, to go by the wayside so they can go all electric.
Well, they're going to go by the wayside just based upon regulations. If you have a, let's say, a major oil find, you know, somewhere, and, you know, you're seeing the writing on the wall in regards to the way the government is running, what they're heading, the bank is going to obviously put greater risk on that project and actually trying to finance it and actually send money in that direction. Because, you know, what happens down the road if they, make this illegal or make it more expensive or they put extra carbon regulations that can destroy a project? There's a lot of political risk right now for banks to go financing a lot of these fossil fuel projects. And that's why the money is not flowing in that direction. It's not necessarily the banks just saying, hey, we don't want to finance it. They're saying, hey, you know what? It might not be prudent for us to finance it based upon the climate in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, well, wait till you hear this. Coming up on April the 6th to Washington, D.C., the CEOs of Chevron, Devon, ExxonMobil, and Pioneer Natural Resources will be there to testify in front of the House Energy Commerce Committee. The topic is going to be gouged at the gas station, big oil and America's pain at the pump. Now, the Democrats have already announced they plan to blame the oil and natural gas companies for the soaring gas prices.
Yeah, you know what? It's the oil company's fault. I wouldn't show up. Unless you're subpoenaed, enough's enough. Because you know it's just going to be nothing more than a dog and pony show, kangaroo court crap. Certain politicians can create some
right.
YouTube videos for their campaigns. At some point in time, okay, you know, people in this country got to realize that these people in Washington, D.C. work for us. I think after I got to testify in regards to this, no, I'm busy. I'm busy.
No.
You hold a press conference and say, I'm not going to go there and be subjected to this nonsense because that's what it is.
Now, just to emphasize the point that you made a minute ago about the money and all that stuff, U.S. crude oil stockpiles plunged last week as a pickup in refining was not matched by a pickup in extraction, which remains paralyzed due to the pressure on the banks and investors to cut off access to credit and capital for the fossil fuel companies.
Yeah, we can't just flip a switch and get everything, you know, up and running, not to mention some of the wells that you actually could almost flip the switch. They've kind of regulated them out of business based upon the existing rules. So we've put ourselves into this box right now. I think the only hope of actually the prices really coming down, obviously, would be any sort of sustained drop-off in regards to, what's happening in between Russia and the Ukraine. But even if that's the case, you know, we're not producing enough right now by any stretch of the imagination, and we're not filling the void.
So crude oil inventories fell by 3.4 million barrels to 410 million, according to data released yesterday by the Energy Information Administration. And then Joe wants to put a million barrels out of our reserve, dump it on the market to cause the market prices to drop. I'm saying good luck with that because they didn't drop before. Why are they going to drop now?
No, they're not. They're not. And all this inflation and these higher prices, I'm going to be honest. I do think that we're going to end up, you know, getting a recession this year, but it's going to be a different type of recession. I mean, it's going to be a recession where you can find a job if you want to. This is going to be a recession based upon, you know, buyer strike and many, many people out there just saying, you know what, I'm not going to spend the money. I'm not going to go do this. Prices are too high, and that's going to cause recession.
And you'll be happy to know that your governor up there, Kathy Hochul, was able to get the billion-dollar casino licenses in the New York budget for this coming year because without them, they were going to lose another bunch of money, but the casinos are going to be there.
We'll see what happens. They're going to open up casinos in Manhattan. That'll be, say the least. You might as well just shut down the city prison.
Yeah, you got to go upstate to the Indian reservations. All right. I'll talk to you tomorrow, my friend. Have a great day.
You got it.
Chris Markowski, The Watchdog on Wall Street. Yeah, the Indian casinos are the ones they're talking about. $1 billion worth of tax revenue coming in for those casinos, for the Indians to be out there doing a little gambling. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.